today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamu Alaikum, welcome. This is today's special, and we're gonna speak about how to use leisure time. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Thursday, is the 23rd of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, let's listen to verse 185 of chapter Al-Baqarah from the Holy Quran and its point.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you. And perhaps you will be grateful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The rising of the moon at the beginning of each lunar month in the form of crescent and then its gradual change can be the source of many uses in the act of practicing worship and the accomplishment of religious duties by people and in their material career as well. Everybody can easily count days of the month and enumerate the month of the year by the help of varying shapes or forms of the moon when dealing with trading and writing agreements due to appointing the time of promises and contracts.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
let's follow our topic, how to use leisure time. In Islam, leisure is not just what you do when you are not working or studying, but is a way of being, a way of approaching life that brings you closer to Allah. It does not include the idea that there can be any time when a person is absolutely free of any responsibility to do something useful and when he can waste time in ways that are of no benefit. He has duties which he must perform towards Allah and towards other people. Free time is a grace bestowed by Allah to his servants. Allah endows his servants with many blessings, as he says in chapter Al-Ibrahim, that is chapter 14 of the Holy Quran, verse 34, and he gave you from all you ask of him. And if you should count the favor of Allah, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, mankind is generally most unjust and ungrateful. Again, that was chapter Ibrahim, verse 34.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the Islamic principles for leisure time. In describing the characteristics of a true believer, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, such believers do not lose time and always remain busy. This is in Nahj al-Balagha, chosen words number 333. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, Abu Dhar, be greedier in spending your time rather than your dirhams and dinars. Imam alayhi salam also said, chances go by like clouds. Therefore, if any chance presents itself, don't hesitate to use it for good work. Otherwise, you will regret it. Losing time is sorrowful. Again, we have it in Nahj al-Balagha. This statement has been mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam in chosen words number 118. Seize on chances, otherwise you will never recover them if they are lost. Imam Hassan alayhi salam has said, the opportunities are lost quickly, but return slowly. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also has said, I would like to see the youth to be in one of these two states, either scholar or learner. I swear by he who named Muhammad as his messenger, that anything other than these two would be time loss. Anyone who wastes his life is a sinner. This is also another hadith that was mentioned in Bahar al-Anwar by Allam Majlisi. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, O God, if you have considered any leisure time for us, please make it clean so that no sin will engage us and we will not get tired, so that the angels will return to us with empty records of sins and filled records of goodness.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Okay, now things you should think to invest your time and energy in. One question, does it improve your relationship? An 80-year-long Harvard study showed that relationships, not money, predicted how happy and healthy participants were as they aged. Spending free time with friends and family members or keeping in touch on the phone depends your relationships and also allows you to share your happiness with others. Another question on today's special. Does it feel challenging? Leisurely activities should still engage you on a level that allows you to utilize your skills and passions. Because you're happier when you are fully engaged with something that requires all of our energy. Removing distractions while you complete a task or activity is one way to dial up the intensity. Had a part about successful people and the ways they spend their free time. They have hobbies. Yes, focusing exclusively on work might seem like a fast track to success. With nothing else distracting you, you can funnel your full effort into your job and do in 1 week what would take most people two. But this approach has a nasty downside. It stresses you out, sets you up for burnout, and prevents you from developing skills in any other areas. Finding and pursuing a hobby, on the other hand, helps you relieve stress, put your job in perspective, and build skills that complement ones you use at work. It's a breath of fresh air that keeps you grounded. And if it's a social hobby, also offers networking opportunities.
Obviously, as Muslims, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mandated 5 times a day for our obligatory prayers. And those 5 times a day are spread throughout the day. Of course, there are other prayers which have specific times of the day and the night that they can be performed. And those are not mandatory, even though they are highly recommended, such as Salatul Layl, the night prayer. And the best time to perform the night prayer is between midnight and right before the Fajr prayer, right before the morning prayer. That is prime time. When it comes to prayer, what we are taught from the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt is to give prime time to prayer. Just like how prime time, there's prime time on TV. If you turn on the TV from the hours of 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., that's prime time. If you're producing a show, it's going to cost you more to have a show be broadcast during those hours than, for instance, the shows that are broadcast at 12 p.m. or 1 p.m., when most people are at work. And you notice a difference in quality if you turn on the TV at 12 p.m. versus if you turn it on at 7 p.m. There's a difference in quality in programming. That's called prime time. That's why you don't see major sporting events broadcast on a Wednesday at 3 p.m. because most people are at work. They broadcast them on a Saturday or a Sunday when most people are chilling at home and they want to watch something on TV and sort of escape from their weekly responsibilities physically and mentally and emotionally and spiritually, just detached from everything. Likewise, when it comes to your prayers, the practice of the Prophet and from the practice of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalam, we learn that there is a prime time.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day
dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.